have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be soon the views of Joel Skousen, who's supposed to be calling in, but we'll wait just a few minutes. Right now, I'm sure Joel will be calling in. I wanted to talk to you about a fascinating article. It was written, I believe, on the 14th of August, 1996, by a man named Richard Haass, who was relatively little known in 1996, but today he's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you're just going to have to wait to read my latest newsletters, know what he wrote back in 1996, but it will change the way you look at the world. But without further ado, our good friend Joel Skousen. Hi, Joel. How are things going?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, tell us what your take is on what's going on in the world, because Joel, of course, has a World Affairs a brief commentary up there. You'll find that on the web, and of course you'll certainly want to subscribe to his weekly commentary, because it's very insightful. Always a different look at what's going on, but a very insightful look at what's going on. So what do you think is going to be happening over in the Middle East? Any idea? And the Near East as well?
Well, certainly we have had some solidification of the various trends in the Lebanese war. It was unsure at first, you know, how long this truce is going to hold, but it looks like it's going to hold for some time. And the reason I say that is it depends. Both sides really want to rest. Nasrallah's people, the Hezbollah, lost about anywhere between 500 and 1,000 fighters. It's very difficult to get firm numbers on that. The Israelis lost less than 200. But still, this was a very damaging war for Israel because they were taking a lot of hits with sophisticated tank weapons on their armor. Hezbollah was well burrowed in with camouflage bunkers, camouflage hiding places. So every city that the Israelis went into was a major ambush. And the Israelis were lucky that they didn't have any more dead than they did. So they really need to pull back and regroup and study the lessons of this defeat. And it is a defeat in a sense, because Israel is one of the best well-trained military forces in the world, and it could not handle Hezbollah any more than the U.S. can handle the Iraqi insurgency, which is growing at this time. The U.S. isn't even beginning to dampen it, let alone have a victory there. And when you're talking about the most powerful military in the world, the United States can't handle an insurgency in Israel. One of the best on-the-ground, house-to-house fighting organizations can't handle Hezbollah. You know you've got a major problem. In any case, Dr. Stan, what makes this appear as if it's going to work, first of all, is that the refugees are pouring back into southern Lebanon. Aid organizations are there. The Lebanese government is there. So far, there's no troops there other than the Israelis to do any peacekeeping. And they've got some pretty strict rules of engagement about not tackling Hezbollah. They had a few firefights on Monday when this thing first started. When Hezbollah was acting aggressively towards them, they shot and killed about four or five Hezbollah fighters. But since then, everything has toned down. And now it's really a war, a political war, going back on. The Arab world, frankly, is dancing in the streets over the first Arab guerrilla group that has stopped the Israelis from having a win. And so this is a major victory for them, they feel.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen. But I feel that, you know, this is simply a temporary situation. The Arabs will never rest until, of course, they've driven the Israelis certainly into the sea. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when the next shoe drops.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. We're just talking about what's going on in the Near East and certainly the situation in Lebanon today. And we always have to wonder why Lebanon, why the Lebanese army, which apparently is not totally impotent. They apparently have a fair number of men, but why they didn't go down there and certainly stop Hezbollah from shelling Israel. It just isn't logical that they would allow their country, their territory to be used, you know, for attacking another nation. Unless, of course, this was some sort of a plan that was supposed to lead to where we are today, because they knew sooner or later Israel was going to retaliate. So why didn't Lebanon put a stop to this and just say, we're not going to let you operate out of our land?
Well, frankly, Dr. Stan, most of the Lebanese army is Shiite and are Hezbollah supporters, so there's no way that you're going to get the Lebanese army to go and attack Hezbollah. So the best that the Signora government could do in Lebanon was to pacify Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the biggest minority in the government, and now it's the most powerful minority. It could well be a majority because Hezbollah's stature has risen so high within the Arab world. You've got to remember that. As in Sunday, you know, the last act before the ceasefire that Israel could do was do a massive aerial bombardment of the southern suburbs of Lebanon. Those are all civilian areas. Now, surely, they are pro-Hezbollah, but they are civilians. And they simply devastated the entire southern suburbs of Beirut. This was a criminal act, in my opinion. That's the only question. The question is not why did Hezbollah go after Israel. We know that the Arab radicals and fundamentalists are against Israel and would just assume the country is not there. We know that Israel's not going away. I think there's divine destiny still to be had there for Israel, even though Israel doesn't deserve it, frankly. there's a very small portion of the Israeli population that are really, truly good, savvy people. Most of them are worldly, coarse, argumentative. And I speak from experience and having been there. They are extremely resistant to understanding the truth about globalism and the real threat. Of course, you know, Americans are much worse. We can talk about that all day. But the Israelis really have become a worldly, non-religious people, frankly. Even many of the Orthodox Jews have very much succumbed to the lure of government funding, and government controls many of the Orthodox Jews because they fund their education system, they fund their churches, they fund their relief programs, and so they have to come begging the government. They make compromises with government. So Israel isn't all that it's cracked up to be, as many of our fundamentalist Christians you know, are pro-Israel supporters because of biblical prophecy. But they don't understand that the country itself is very, very anti-religious, and the leaders themselves are very, not just secular, but globalist in orientation. And they only go to bat for what appears to be Israeli interest when circumstances force them to. And that's because you know, they are playing a role. They're playing a role as if they are a right-wing organization, or at least center-right wing, the Kadima Party, which came out of the so-called right-wing Likud Party. But both those parties, even the Likud under Benjamin Netanyahu right now, has been co-opted by Henry Kissinger and his globalist leaders. Netanyahu is a protege of Henry Kissinger and his group. They funded his education. They gave him the same, his first jobs in Wall Street. They funded his rise to political power in Israel by allowing him to set up a conference on terrorism in Jerusalem, which was graced by former President Bush and Henry Kissinger and all of the bigwigs from the West. And when you do that, you make a person a superhero politically, because you grace and attend this young post-college graduate person's seminar. No one would dare put a seminar and think of asking those people if they weren't part of the establishment. So Israel's kind of bought and sold in that regard. And I agree with you in what you said, that the conflict is not going away. But this is going to stabilize for a while. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, they've already decided there's not going to be any disarmament of Hezbollah. The Lebanese government says, we're not going to do it. France was expected to provide up to 5,000 troops, the largest single contingent, followed by Italy, who promised and was talking about 2,000 to 3,000 troops. But now that Hezbollah is not going to be disarmed, none of them want to do it. Now, I'm sure that France is going to provide some, but nobody wants to get in there and tangle with Hezbollah crawling around through all of those cities, because it could be just like the Iraqi insurgency in Baghdad, and they just don't want to get in what the U.S. is doing. And, of course, as you know, the U.S. isn't doing anything about putting any troops on the ground in Lebanon. They know that this is a quagmire, that if there were U.S. troops, they would get targeted by Hezbollah.
So, you know, really, of course, if they're not going to disarm Hezbollah, then really Israel has made no victory at all, has really accomplished very little.
That's right. They really got their foot stung going in there. They did some damage to Hezbollah, and Hezbollah wants the truce right now because essentially they've got to rearm, they've got to you know, take care of what they have. They still have a lot of secret combat bunkers. Whether or not Israel goes through and does any house task searches to try to root them off, I'm not sure. I doubt it, frankly, because they would have a firefight on their hands, and they're not supposed to do that. But if you get a lot of Lebanese troops in there, they're really going to be pacifiers. UNIFIL, the UN force in Lebanon, which is that passive Scandinavian force that basically has a no-shoot policy or rules of engagement, they're really not going to do any more than they have. They're going to make a token presence there, but I think we're going to see the status quo stay this way until some provocation builds this up. Certainly, we know now from today's research, and I'll be covering this in next week's or in Friday's World Affairs Brief, But there's several pieces of intelligence coming out saying that the U.S. Had been egging Israel on to go after Syria all during this conflict, and Israel basically was reluctant to do so. And the fight just wasn't going well enough on the ground for them to consider taking on Syria. And I think they were very smart. They weren't winning the war in southern Lebanon, let alone tangling with a more conventional army. Actually, Israel does better against a conventional force, where they can use their air power against tanks and armored personnel carriers. But house to house, when you have a well-prepared guerrilla force like Hezbollah proved to be, I don't care how well you train people, you're just into a Vietnam tunnel situation, and there's no way you're going in those tunnels without taking some hits. So I think everybody wanted to pull out, regroup, and see where they are on the ground. And frankly, the Arab world, this is the first time they view that they've brought Israel and the U.S. to a stalemate, and frankly, they're enthused about the possibilities of resisting. I don't think it's going to work. I think the U.S. and Israel will continue to provoke a larger engagement in the Middle East, but it's going to be at least a few weeks, if not months, until things settle down right now.
Well, let's hope that we put it off as long as we possibly can, but I certainly agree. I think there's going to be a lot more violence there. I think it's been planned for a long period of time. We can only hold our breath and wait and watch and see.
Yes, it's really a tragic situation, but, you know, as we talked about in a previous interview, this is a real sea change, Dr. Stan. Israel going after civilian targets in a massive way was a real sea change. You know, they have only targeted terrorist leaders, and there were collateral damage, but very small in proportion. You didn't have more civilian deaths than you had military deaths in every war heretofore, except now. Now the civilian deaths are far greater than the military deaths. And this last bombing of Lebanon was just an in-your-face insult. And frankly, Israel's just hated now in Lebanon.
Well, of course, you know, this is so reminiscent of what happened at the end of the Second World War when we bombed Dresden and we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, in primary, you know, civilian targets that I don't think we had to bomb at all. So, I mean,
no,
I think that this
true.
Is what Israel is doing, and I think that, you know, they think that you know, this is going to perhaps terrorize the at least some Arabs, so they won't be so anxious to go to war again. But I think that you've only engendered a great deal of hatred, as you say.
Not only hatred, but confidence. I mean, let me tell you, Dr. Stan, these Hezbollah fighters have held their own against the best there is in the world, the Israeli armed forces, and they're going to be training now. They're going to be there's going to be volunteers. It's incredible what we see in the news now about Hezbollah fighters coming out. The amount of support, the amount of people waving yellow Hezbollah flags, and this is a role that they're on that's going to be hard to stop now. And you know, frankly, I'm quite surprised. The Arabs, for many years during World War I, were terrible fighters. Even during World War II, they didn't amount to much. This is the first time we've seen some very, very strongly trained and very, very capable Arab fighters. It's sad that, you know, they're never going to be fighting for the right side. But then again, it's sad that Israel and the United States aren't fighting for what's right anymore, at least if you know the inside story. As we've talked about before, they're battling for globalism. They are not fighting for our freedoms nor for democracy.
Amen to that. But, of course, Hezbollah did have, you know, the equipment, did have the sophisticated weaponry that they could take the tanks out with. You know, they did have the rockets. They did have so much better equipment than they've ever had before.
That's right, but it wasn't those, it was only the, yes, it was the anti-tank weapons that did put an end to Israel's, but it's mostly the guerrilla tactics that
sure.
they used.
And
the rockets were merely the provocation.
And of course, the guerrilla tactics are so effective against any organized army. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with our special guest, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Joel Skousen. And Joel, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story?
Well, the UN resolution that was passed essentially called for the disarmament and the implementation of a previous UN resolution calling for the disarmament of Hezbollah by the Lebanese government. Here's what President Bush said. He said, Hezbollah started the crisis and Hezbollah suffered a defeat in this crisis. And the reason why is that first, there is a new and there's going to be a new power in South Lebanon, and that's going to be a Lebanese force with a robust international force to help them seize control of the country, that part of the country. And he's claiming essentially that Lebanon will assert sovereignty over South Lebanon again. And frankly, you know, that just isn't going to happen, Dr. Stan. The the thing that's essentially happening, and let me just find some backup here. What my sources in Israel say is that Nasrallah, even though he backed the resolution because he wanted to have, you know, a breathing space in order to regroup, immediately after the resolution was passed, and it was passed by the Lebanese government on Saturday, and Israel purposely delayed their consideration for another whole day so that they could pound the rest and do as much military damage as they could to Hezbollah, as well as bomb southern Lebanon, which you know, was just totally inappropriate, in my opinion, to do the bombing of the civilian areas. But basically, as soon as this became a reality on the ground, and one of the things that keeps this truce in order is all of the civilians that have flowed back into the areas. And Israel can't very well stop them from flowing back into the area because, you know, they've got a truce, and that would show bad faith on Israel's part. Israel's really in hot water internationally in terms of its reputation. And even though I think there may have been some globalist purposes in that fomented by the United States to build antagonism, as the U.S. is doing in its battle around the Middle East, they use air power almost exclusively in these major attacks on Iraqi cities, and it just destroys the civilian infrastructure and causes many enemies. So Israel's doing the same now. But essentially what Nasrallah, according to my sources, told his cohorts in the government, because Hezbollah is part of the government of Saud Signora, but he said he notified him that the only concessions he's willing to make with regard to the Hezbollah presence in southern Lebanon is to avoid exhibiting his fighters' weapons in a demonstrative fashion. What that amounted to is essentially when all of the newscasts yesterday were filming, they had to drop the lens or at least lower the camera when a Hezbollah fighter with a weapon came by, because that was the rules of engagement. You can be there, photograph, and talk to us, but you can't photograph any Hezbollah people with weapons. Number two, Hezbollah forces in the south will not oppose the deployment of Lebanese troops in a strengthened UNIFIL force as long as they understand who their hosts are, namely Hezbollah. In other words, you can come in and wander around and play your peacekeeping role, but just remember, Hezbollah is going to be there watching you. So the inference here is that the foreign peacekeepers, you know, will be watched over, and that they essentially will be just as passive in their role as the UNIFIL force of 2000 was before, who essentially simply patrolled the streets in a passive way. They never stopped any of the Hezbollah fighters. They never investigated any of the underground bunkers being built, nor all of the rocket caches that were around. Now, one of the, and let me comment about the rockets here in this war. Israel, according to my sources in the Middle East and in America, because American intelligence made this statement as well, it made it appear as if Israel didn't care much about taking out all of the Katyushas. The Katyushas are fairly inaccurate and low-powered rocket weapon. But they really went after the Zesol, the rockets that Iran provided that can reach Tel Aviv. Those require dedicated launchers. They are more visible than the improvised launching sites of the Katyusha rockets. And that and the medium-range rockets that were after Haifa, they went after with a vengeance. And so Israel only got off one Zesol missile, and most of the others were taken out. So I think what was happening in terms of the rocket barrage is that Israel or Hezbollah was simply using up the relatively ineffective Katyushas, just throwing volleys of them out there to provoke the war, to keep it going. And it certainly did that. But now you're going to see Hezbollah devise some new tactics for using longer-range missiles. The next time we see this war erupt, I think Hezbollah is going to be targeting some of the bigger cities.
And, of course, a small nation like Israel cannot take too many hits in Tel Aviv and Haifa. You know, there wouldn't be much of the country left. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to get information out on how people could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief?
The World Affairs Brief is highlighted on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. And on that website, you find always the main topic is the current World Affairs Brief, a short synopsis of the main topics that are covered in that. There is a modest subscription fee for the current World Affairs Brief, but many of the past issues and the archives are available for free, as well as many of the important articles that I've written listed on the right-hand side of the webpage where I concentrate on the deceptions that our government has been involved in over the years and the many cover-ups and going through and analyzing those. There's a lot on the website, including a rundown of all the day's news right after the main story that you can get, and free for anyone to come as synopsis and links to all of the major news stories pre-screened by my research staff so that you only get ones that are fairly credible. Now, these are not the ones that I've analyzed. I do that each week in preparation for Friday's brief, but you get the raw stories anyway that I will be analyzing on the World Affairs Brief site every day. So I encourage everyone to go there.
All right, fine, and then you can find out how you can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief if you'd like to get it every week as I do. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, let me finish up the Lebanese war by just saying that the third demand of Nasrallah was that he must stop referring to Hezbollah disarmament because it just isn't going to happen. And everyone's accepted that. That's the old talking point now. President Bush's complaint about Lebanon reasserting its sovereignty over that area is not going to happen. Hezbollah, in fact, is consolidating its state within a state. And in order to do that, frankly, Hezbollah is the first on the front lines to help rebuild people's houses, digging through with volunteers. This is also a nifty way for their fighters who have laid down their arms to get on their civilian clothes and go out, and they can get back into their secret bunkers by simply acting their civilian roles now. So nothing's much going to change there, and frankly, it's going to be very difficult for Israel to start this war back up without some major provocation. And because it doesn't look as if now that Nasrallah is going to be throwing any more rockets out there, and they still got the two Israeli soldiers. Those haven't been returned yet, so we're looking at long-term hostage negotiations, and we'll see what comes of it. But I think this is going to hold for a while, Dr. Stan, until the U.S. and Israel decide what's next. But we'll be analyzing in the weeks to come more information as it comes out that indicates not only was this pre-planned up to a year before by Israel, this was not a response to the kidnapping. In fact, that was a provoked incident where they made it easy to kidnap a couple of people because they were ready to start this war. But we now find that they were engaged in negotiations with the United States for support as far as 6 months prior to this. So even the U.S. was in on the fact that Israel was going to go to war with Hezbollah. So this was not, as we have been led to believe, simply an attack and a response. This was, if anything, a provoked response attack, encouraged by Israel, and then wanted to go to war and making a big statement, and it didn't turn out that way. And this tells us, incidentally, that the globalists, even though they do conspire to take down liberty, things always don't go their way. They have to maneuver and work around obstacles, and this has certainly been one of them.
Well, let's hope that the peace holds for a good while, but we'll have to wait and see.
But long term, you're right, there's going to be no peace in the Middle East ever, right up until the Second Coming, in my opinion. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching and seeing how they attempt to betray Israel and how Israel survives. I think it will survive because of the hand of the Lord. As I say, not because there are many people there that deserve it, but because perhaps, as the scriptures indicate, the promises made to the ancient patriarchs that it would be redeemed someday. And it's a very interesting situation to watch the fulfillment of things that are hinted at in biblical prophecy and see them actually happening on the ground. And it's interesting to me, though, that there are so many evangelical teleministries that are just knee-jerk reactions in favor of Israel and don't realize that it's a much more complex situation over there.
What even bothers me? What even bothers me more is that there's so many Christians who really want to go to war with Islam. I mean, they want to go to war with Syria and Iran, and we want to get these guys, and I wonder what sort of madness this is all about. I mean, they do not understand the implications of a third world war.
Yeah, this whole propaganda about a clash of civilizations is just untrue. There's no way that the Islamists before the provocation had that much hatred. I mean, if anything, the thing that they worried about was that the temptations of Western society were drawing down the fundamentalists. But, you know, it wasn't that they hated freedom. Most of these people end up partaking of the Western, worldliness and temptations as it is. But, this is the kind of thing that's happening, the Iraq war and this Lebanese war, that really inflame Islam. And if there wasn't a clash of civilizations, it's certainly a clash, of dedicated fighters against our governments. That's what they hate, not our freedoms. And we aren't really the target as much as our government is, which is truly getting hated around the world. I want to make another comment, Dr. Stan, about something I've noticed in media coverage this week. First of all, there was a huge propaganda blitz on terror nonstop for 3 days after this weekend British terror, phony terror alert about just playing havoc with the airlines again. But it's interesting, whenever you have, the Justice Department puts out phony terrorist alerts in the United States often, and the press has not, with any credibility, been able to push that very far when they raise the alert to orange. I mean, people have a ho-hum attitude. All of these incidents that the Justice Department has come in under Ashcroft and then under Gonzalez have turned out to be a no-show or involving agent provocateurs. There were the two or three incidents in Canada that hit in the last two or three months that turned out to be provoked incidents as well, where you had Muslim youth that were obviously antagonized by what the U.S. is doing in Iraq, and they got infiltrated by government agents and taught how to do radical things. But none of this would happen if you didn't have agent provocateurs in there. And so now you have another big incident, which has all the markings of the same thing. And one of the things that indicates that this is an establishment false terror, false flag terror movement is that the media keeps pushing it. Day and night coverage. They keep interviewing these experts, and they keep revealing piecemeal little bits and pieces of what they learned from today's interrogations, what they learned about arresting so-and-so. They keep feeding the public something so that they keep this in people's mind that terrorism is a real threat. And naturally, and I was listening to Diane Rehm this show this week, and she had one caller who called in and said, you know, can't you see what's going on here? This is another false flag terrorist operation, just like 9/11. And gave several credible websites about, you know, how this is a government red herring, that it's merely to continue to provoke this phony war on terror. And I thought, my goodness, I'm surprised that they even let that on a national NPR show. She turned to experts, and she didn't denigrate him. You know, if it were Sean Hannity, he just lets loose like Russ Limbaugh and begins to denigrate and call people names who mention conspiracy, but she didn't. Diane Rehm turned to experts and says, what do you think about this? And they went on about, they too didn't try to denigrate. They said, yeah, we have to admit, there's a lot of people that don't trust what government says about terrorism anymore. There have been too many operations claiming to be terrorists that turned out to be nothing, and so people are legitimately skeptical. And she said, well, this isn't real skepticism. This is just hardcore conspiracy claims. Is our government involved in these things? And, of course, they had to say, being part of mainstream news organizations, well, we don't think so. But they weren't sure. I mean, they weren't categorically denying it. So the next day on NPR, they had a dedicated show with an anti-conspiracy debunker on. And they brought out everything about conspiracy, and they let him go and debunk each thing. And this is interesting, because, Dr. Stanton, this indicates that the establishment is very worried about conspiracy growing and becoming more credible. And that's why they're coming out and trotting out their experts to try to debunk these things.
I think that David Lee Griffith has got a new book out now, but his theme is, look, there's some people who says this is a conspiracy. In fact, the government says it's a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy of 19 Islamic hijackers who got together and conspired to take down the building. That's the government's conspiracy. They want to try to get us to believe it. And then he gives you all the reasons why that couldn't be. And he said, we have another conspiracy theory. Let me tell you our conspiracy theory. And it's really such a good, very valid point. I mean, the government is trying to convince us there was a conspiracy of 19 hijackers. They had no idea what was going to happen. And of course, with $40 billion a year, we know, of course, they've lied to us at every turn. So, I mean, why should we believe anything they say? And you know, this most amazing thing about this recent episode, I mean, they've known for at least 11 years the possibility of carrying fluids onto the planes and nitroglycerin and use it to blow up the planes. I mean, that was Operation Bojinka back in 1995. So they've known this was a possibility. Why suddenly did they change all the restrictions as far as taking toothpaste and eyewash and contact lens fluid onto the planes after they'd arrested all the hijackers? I mean, you would have thought they would have done it before they arrested the hijackers. Why wait till after they've arrested all of them and then impose this on the American people and the people, of course, of Great Britain?
Well, what's worse, none of the alleged terrorists had made a bomb. None had bought a plane ticket. Many did not even have passports. There just wasn't anything going there except the infiltration. There were covert operatives working among these things, claimed that this was something that they were going to do a test run so that they'd better shut it down. And, of course, they claimed the reason we didn't tell, even though we knew about this for a long time, is that we didn't want to let them know. We didn't want to thwart their plans by all of a sudden, prohibiting fluids on board. But this has all the markings of these were young people, these were disgruntled people in Britain and in Pakistan. You have the Pakistani ISI, which when they come up and arrest somebody, you have to wonder, this is a clone of the CIA or British intelligence. These people work in a seamless way, just like CIA and Israeli Mossad work in a seamless fashion. So there's just no way, fortunately, that we can check facts on these things because everything that we know about terrorism comes from one source, the Western government intelligence agencies, who all collude and collaborate one with another. And if they manufacture things, as we certainly know they have in the past, by the Canadian thing and by the U.S. false flag operations and the infiltration in Oklahoma City bombing, by U.S. agent provocateurs, by the infiltration in the first World Trade Center, by the use of terrorism in the second World Trade Center bombing, why are we ever to believe that there's any real legitimate terrorism when with open borders we have nobody coming across the border and blowing up railroad tracks or power lines or putting car bombs in malls? We don't have any normal acts, any easy terrorism. We simply have these these big operations that require tremendous coordination that really can't be pulled off without insider dealings. And it has all the markings, as I say, of insider intelligence operations.
I think that the Vanity Fair article this month, and I'm sure you're probably well acquainted with it, where they actually have the transcript of what was said, I think, at the Northeastern Defense Headquarters the morning of the attack, and it's so obvious that they were anticipating there were military exercises that morning that was going to, simulate the planes being hijacked, and there were all these false blips on the screen. They were actually tracking 24 or more hijackings. All of them were artificially put up on their screens, and actually they were tracking Flight 11 long after it had crashed into building the North Tower, and that was never brought out in any of the hearings. Somebody was putting out signals suggesting a Flight 11 was still flying towards Washington, D.C. And the
even worse, Dr. Stan, is that there were, and we do have videotape, of a four-engine aircraft doing dive bombing runs on the White House.
Right.
And that means they actually had aircraft in the sky simulating hijackings to confuse the controllers and, which one is ours and which one is theirs type of thing. So this was a very complex thing.
And there's no way that that could have happened. And the significant thing is they kept these military exercises on that day secret from the American people. It was at least a year or 2 years after the 9/11 attack before we even began getting information that there had been the simulated exercises that morning. So somebody was covering up the information. You can see the hands of intelligence all over this operation.
That's right. If this was truly a patriotic government organization, they had no reason to hide this kind of information from the American public. But they do hide it, and these cover-ups are one of the most powerful evidences of conspiracy. One of the things that I've always complained about is the government always operates two sides of either issue. They import drugs to fund black operations in the CIA, and yet they have the DEA fighting a war on drugs. And, in terms of immigration, we have a policy of allowing a lot of people to come in for multicultural changes within the United States, and yet we do deter some. But there's a travesty of justice going on where two Border Patrol agents are being prosecuted, in fact, for having shot an illegal alien who was fleeing from them. Now, the prosecutor said this incredible statement: it is a violation of Border Patrol regulations to go after someone who is fleeing. The Border Patrol pursuit policy prohibits pursuit. Now, this is just incredible. I had not known this before, Dr. Stan, that there was an actual written policy that all they have to do is run away from you, and you can't pursue them.
And he was basically a drug smuggler. They shot him in the buttocks, and then they promised to give this criminal amnesty if, you know, at least he wouldn't be prosecuted if he'd come over.
He would testify against the agents.
And of course,
our own government is doing this.
And what they're doing is totally demoralizing the people who are trying to do a good job. Well, we're out of time, Joel, as always. But thank you so very much for being with us. We really look forward to having you with us again, you know, next week. And our guest has been Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And always a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
And thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. God bless. All right, we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Moving.
Captain, we got trouble.
What?
The cattle haven't had water for 2 days. We found a pond, but the cattle won't drink from it.
Well, why not?
Well, Captain, it's loaded with pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. It's also contaminated with chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, and MTBE. And there's even heavy metals like lead and mercury in the water.
Break out the Crown Berkey.
But, Captain, we've got 200 head of cattle.
That Crown Berkey will purify 27 gallons of water per hour with 8 elements. You just keep it full.
Captain, it's working. The cattle are drinking, and look, they're even smiling.
Berkey, the filter that won the West.
Get your Crown Berkey Purifier with two Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $299 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in California or Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you'd really like to understand what happened on 9-1-1, you really need to get the three pamphlets we put together. They're a summary of the various newsletters we've written on this subject, and we put it into three pamphlets. They're only $9.95, but there's nothing quite like it. I think it'll give you an excellent talking points and convince you beyond any shadow of a doubt. That it was all planned ahead of time, and it wasn't, believe me, planned by 19 hijackers, at least six of whom were still alive and well over in the Middle East. That came out in Insight magazine. And then somebody put pressure on all the advertisers for Insight magazine. They all withdrew their advertising, and poor old Insight magazine had to close. What was their crime? They pointed out that six of the 19 hijackers are at least six are alive and well and living in the Middle East today. And if that's true, it means that everything you have been told about 911 is a lie. Now, of course, we carry the video in plain sight. We carry the video the day that changed the world forever. The day that changed the world forever. Both of these are excellent videos. And then, of course, you need to certainly get the other material we carry, like Cover Up by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, excellent summary of what's going on. Inside Job by Tex Mars, Jim Mars. The book Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson. And you'll certainly want, of course, to get my material, the other material we have on 911. It's all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, because 911 is leading us into World War III. And if you don't understand the implications of this coming war, which is going to effectively financially bankrupt this nation and kill millions of our people, If we can't convince the American people this is all contrived, then we are going to lose America. In fact, we may very well lose our families and our lives. There really are evil and wicked people out there who want another major war. So let me suggest these things again. Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson. Our 911 update 4-tape set, which, of course, gives you the interviews with Paul Thompson and Jimmy Walters, who spent $8 million of his own money running ads trying to get the people of New York City to understand that they were lied to by the media, and he convinced the majority of them. Over 50% of the people acknowledged they did not believe what the government was saying, their version of what really happened. They are vulnerable on this, and if we have the information and the material, why, we can certainly have an impact. And again, the videos we mentioned in plain sight, The Day That Changed the World Forever, two videos, excellent videos that we carry. Then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the information on the spiritual aspect of the struggle, and certainly our three pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. If you haven't read them, you need to get them, you need to read them, you need to study them, you need to reread them, you need to restudy them, and understand that there really are spiritual forces behind what's going on. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available on VHS or DVD, and of course, you need to get the book. You need to read it, you need to study it, you need to go over it again and again. You need to have this information down. You need to understand the secret societies that are here and what their goals are and the Luciferian nature of this whole incredible movement intent upon establishing a new world order and a new world religion. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And we ask you certainly to go there, and you can listen to our programs on the internet. Shortwave frequencies are there, and they've changed our evening frequency again, but you can get us on both 5.850 and 5.860. You can get us on Telstar and 5 satellite. Your job is to get other people to listen. Help us to get the truth out while we still can. We'll be back in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for calls, because we have with us today Michael Colacci, who is a movie producer, and he's put out a movie called The Rape of the Soul. And it's a movie that has been shown in major theaters across America, and everything has been done, of course, to keep publicity from getting out on this movie. Why? Well, it talks about the embedded images in Catholic art. And Michael's coming from a traditional Catholic point of view and is horrified to see what is happening really within his own church. And without that as a background, Michael, thank you so very much for being with us.
Great. Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan, to be on the program.
Well, why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them just a little bit about what you've done, how you started on this whole project, and of course, what the film Rape of the Soul really shows.
Well, essentially, I'm with the production company Silver Sword International, and our motto is merging media with morality. And that in itself is not a very popular terminology or mission, but we make essentially family-oriented feature films. Not necessarily religious films, but family-oriented films. And we were about to make a film called Intimate Fear, which is a family-oriented film, a dysfunctional family film that gives people hope, a very engaging story. And we just simply needed to shoot a couple of scenes in Catholic churches in the Archdiocese of Toronto, and we were declined. I thought that was very odd, and me being a traditional Catholic, trying to figure out what was going on, and it turns out that the Archdiocese itself, all the way up to the Cardinal, and a woman by the name of Suzanne Scorsone, who's the Director of Communications and spokesperson of the Archdiocese, was engaging in something I know a lot about, and that's embedded images in art. And they had put on their website a horrific picture of what we call satanic pornography, which is still there to this day. This is 2 years ago that I found this. And I found the reason why they declined access to family-oriented films, because they were engaging in this embedded imagery which programs the mind. And it shows Jesus in a very blasphemous light, and they use demonic and sexual inferences and symbology. And after that happened, I continually discovered more and more of this, even in the United States. So it led me on this tremendous discovery. We had to then postpone Intimate Fear from being made. And the next thing you know, after 18 months of searching, I had a tremendous amount of information on embedded imagery in art. I've been actually extracting such images for almost 20 years at the time, now 22 years. And I put all that together, and Rape of the Soul is that film. It explains the story and all of the people involved as well.
All right, fine. Well, of course, it was fascinating to see the film up there in a large screen presentation of this embedded imagery, and Michael has really done a tremendous job. And how long ago was the film actually finished?
The film came out in theaters March 17th, and it ran for 9 weeks to the end of May, and then we have just released the DVD just recently, last week. So now everybody can receive it. It was in major theaters across the country, but people from all over the place wanted to see it, so we thought it best that it's time for the DVD release.
All right, fine. Well, you just hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with our special friend, Michael Colacci, talking about his movie, full-length film, Rape of the Soul. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system. But we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings. And that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
In just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Michael Colaci, and we're talking about his production, Rape of the Soul. I think one of the most shocking demonstrations of pornography in art is something that was actually goes back to the 13th century. It was actually I don't know what you call it, an icon of what it would be, a crucifix that was actually worshipped by Sir Thomas Aquinas, that has frankly, it was so obscene that the Catholic sisters hid this for 7 centuries. You want to tell a little bit about that without being too graphic?
Yes, actually, I won't be too graphic. Yes, it was around that time. Actually, the saint was Saint Francis, Saint Francis of Assisi, because it was the Clare nuns of Assisi in Italy that hid this cross. Saint Francis is a terrific saint, a Catholic saint for many, many years, hundreds of years. But he prayed to a cross called the San Damiano Crucifix, and Catholics listening should know about this crucifix. It's a kind of a goofy-looking Jesus with boxes on the left and boxes on the right of people, but the crucifix does have an embedded phallic symbol right on the abdomen of the Christ figure, which St. Francis did not see consciously, and that's the entire crux of the matter through Rape of the Soul, because we show how the unconscious and subconscious mind works. And even St. Francis, who wasn't a saint at the time, did see that image unconsciously or subconsciously, but not consciously. And this crucifix, the San Damiano crucifix, is an incredibly popular Catholic symbol. It's everywhere. People have it on keychains, and it's in churches and what have you. And it just has the underside, and I don't mean trying to be too graphic, but the underside of, you know, speak anatomy of penis and testicles on the cross. That's really what it is. It's not the first one. At the same time, in the 13th century, another cross called the Bigallo Crucifix has the exact same thing, except on the left and right side in boxes, there's only one saint, and instead of two, which is on San Damiano. This is from an unknown Italian artist who actually planted this in Assisi, so St. Francis would venerate this cross, but
he actually mishears the message from Christ. He misinterprets the message from Christ telling him to rebuild my church. He thinks he should go out and with hammer and nails and mortar and rebuild physical churches. That wasn't the message. It was the message of rebuilding the spiritual church, and St. Francis didn't get it at the time. God lets it go for a while. I think even to teach us lessons today that saints are people. And all because of this cross, which surely Satan had a hand in planting and making and putting in his view, and he never really figured it out. But it was the Clare nuns who were with St. Francis at the time, who after St. Francis died, took the San Damiano crucifix, as important to St. Francis as it was at the time, and actually physically, consciously saw that phallic symbol, and they hid it for 700 years. They hid it all the way till 1957. So people see that cross today and think, oh my goodness, this has been around since the 13th century, and it, for all these hundreds of years, and it actually hasn't. It was buried. They kept it away. They didn't know what to do with it because they were embarrassed about it and didn't want to tarnish the legacy of St. Francis, who, again, is a great saint. But it comes out in 1957, Stan, and you know that year was the year of many experiments of the subliminal nature, from the popcorn and Coke being put in the movie theaters in a certain frames, and CIA experiments and all kinds of other things on the level of awareness that is subconscious or unconscious to try to test people. And it started happening in advertising, and this, in the very same year, the Vatican decides to take this cross from the St. Clare nuns and decides to publicly display it for the first time after 700 years, and it has been subconsciously programming people in a blasphemy, in a blasphemous fashion, in a very using sex to try to stimulate the person, instead actually making fun of Christ. And it's an amazing story, but when you see the cross, as we point out in the film Rape of the Soul, we go right into it and extract it, show you how the eye works, how the eye strikes certain parts of the cross, why you don't see it consciously, and why you should see it unconsciously, and how it affects you, including the cause and effect, and is highly intriguing, damaging, I should say, because this is way back. This is 700 years ago, and I say this as a traditional Catholic. Most traditional Catholics believe that past Vatican II, prior to Vatican II, in the 60s, everything was okay, but there were some problems. There were some bad popes and bishops and what have you, and surely Satan was operating, and he surely has operated with this kind of art, even in a historical sense. So the San Damiano crucifix, when you look at it, you will see the underside of that phallic symbol. It's quite there, and there's just no way around it.
And, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. They're really, of course, trying to undermine Christianity in every way they can. But all of these ideas, everything you see is implanted in your subconscious, and the film gets into how our mind works. In fact, they interview some experts. They have some, you know, very, very learned people there in this film. Our good friend Judith Reisman is there, and there's a gentleman who's been writing about this. He's not coming from a Christian point of view. He's coming from the point of view of somebody who analyzes these techniques as they're used in marketing to control how people think and respond. And he's really a fascinating gentleman, isn't he?
That's correct. Dr. Wilson Brian Key wrote the first book on the subject back in, I believe, 73, 74, called Subliminal Seduction. And people shouldn't be afraid of the word subliminal. There was just actually no word to describe this hundreds of years ago. It was just, there was nothing for it. And then eventually, during the period in the mid-20th century, guys like Salvador Dali and others, they called that the Surrealist period. And then eventually, Dr. Key needed a title for the book, and it was actually suggested to him to call it Subliminal. Because what's happening is that you're taking in the entire picture, but you're actually not taking it in consciously. And Dr. Key explains in the film that in the eye you have a little group of cells called the fovea, and it's just the head of a pin, the size of a pin. And that is exactly what you have to strike on what you're looking at in order to see it consciously, which is the reason why when you sit across from someone and they have a jacket and tie on, and then you leave, you probably can't recall the exact pattern, color, shape of the jacket and tie, or if they had a smudge or a hair on the lapel or what have you, because you just simply did not strike your fovea on it. So you did see it, you saw the whole picture, you took in everything, but you took in everything subconsciously. And I think that goes back to, and Dr. Key is a, what we call him, a compassionate atheist. We're all on the same side in this because it is destructive using such subliminal unconscious techniques. But it goes back quite a bit in time, and even though the artists in the past didn't understand how the fovea worked, surely they had evil with them, because they knew that if they can get the person to strike their eyes off fovea, meaning they would plant those images, whether they're sexual or demonic, because in Rape of the Soul we show literally dozens and dozens and dozens of images, and we pull them right out of the picture for you so you can see them consciously, and we tell you why you missed it to begin with. Now, you did see it unconsciously because your mind takes in everything, and this is the reason why we think that, of course, God created us, and if you took in every little image that you saw consciously, you would probably go nuts. I mean, we have to sleep a third of the day away, practically, so there's no way you can take in that much information. So it's the size of a pin, and you have to literally sit there and strike it in places all over just to remember what you've seen consciously. An artist, and me being an artist, I can tell you, if we're going to plan something, because all art is planned, as you said earlier, Stan, I say that in the film, we plan every single minute detail to whatever we're doing. We don't make fake brushstroke mistakes or plant people in places they don't belong. We plan it all out ahead. We sketch it out ahead.
And I really thought that was so interesting to me, because sometimes when I see something and you wonder, could that have been a mistake? And you realize, of course, when an artist makes something, he doesn't make a mistake. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly the message he wants to put forward. And when we see it, we may not recognize it, but it's there and planted in our subconscious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about that. People like to say, because they've sort of been fooled. Even Dr. Key says when someone just points this out to them, they say it brings over a little chill. Why didn't I see that? And, you know, and then people get a little bit defensive. But you did see it unconsciously. You just didn't see it consciously. We plan every single minor detail. I mean, even making a movie, we plan people where they have to be. And all artists do that. So people, it's kind of a ridiculous excuse. People think sometimes the artist, oh, that's just a little mistake. But it's really not. We plan it all. And to see it in, you know, hurting our Lord or making our Lord look in a sexual or demonic or blasphemous fashion, or take religious paintings, famous ones or ones that are made right now, contemporary, and put messages behind them that stimulate us. We don't know why we're stimulated, because there's sex involved, but other than that, there's some kind of demonic element behind it, so we draw ourselves away from Jesus, and that's really what Satan wants.
Now, well, you want to talk a little bit about the music hymnals that they use in so many churches.
Absolutely. In fact, this is probably the worst of all, because people listening right now, the Oregon Catholic Press is the largest distributor of Catholic hymnals and missals in the United States. They distribute to 2 out of every 3 Catholic churches. And the publisher's name is John Lim, and he continually hires a satanic pornography specialist, a Marianist brother who just got kicked out of the Marianists by Bishop Burke in St. Louis, quietly. Remember, this is Catholic now. They don't do anything that they announce. He quietly moved him out in the middle of the night and put him in St. Minorad's Monastery in Indiana, where he now is on probation for 3 years trying to be a monk in this place. All because Rape of the Soul and myself and everybody in the film, including you, Dr. Stan, have uncovered and caught this guy. And John Lim uses him to bring in satanic pornography in a contemporary fashion and puts it right on the covers of the hymnals and missals that you see when you go to church. So I thought about this because I'm a certified catechist teacher, a religion teacher, and from the past, and I knew that Oregon Catholic Press covers the pews. So you're going to cover the pews. You want to program the masses. That's where you have to put it. You have to put this material right in the hands of people when they're at church. And John Lim doesn't seem to let up. He continually uses this guy, Brother Spammer, who's painted 1,500 works over 3 decades worth of satanic pornography, including the most demonic things you want to see, some 666. I call him Stevie Six.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. The UFOstore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Well, this is Dr. Stanback. Here our guest is Michael Colacci, and he's simply talking about the Oregon Press, which, of course, produces the covers of on the hymnals in Catholic churches across America. About two-thirds of them actually carry the hymnals from the Oregon Press. And, of course, there was a man named Stephen Stammer, a brother who was there, who was a chief pornographer. And as a result, of course, Michael's work, what this man was doing was actually exposed, but his material is still being used by the Oregon, the Catholic Press, and they're still putting out this pornographic material that is in two-thirds of the Catholic churches. People have no idea. And then, of course, Michael points out how frequently they will have the term sex or 666 embedded in these pictures, and the average person would look at them and they would never see the 666, but your subconscious would. Would that be true, Michael?
That's absolutely right. It affects you. It's proven to affect you. The alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the ATF in the United States, the Bureau, they've enacted laws against this very subject we're talking about. So people have to understand that are holding their hands together, not necessarily they're listening to your program, Stan, because people want the news behind the news, but some people are stubborn. And they think, oh, that doesn't work, it doesn't work on me, whatever. But if it's against the law, and it's a mighty organization like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms actually making a law against it, you bet it does work. And one of the the person that wrote that law for the ATF, they went to him, was Dr. Wilson Brian Key. They wanted to find out, how do we word this? And it has to do with what you can't perceive on a normal level of conscious awareness. So it is highly effective. It's been used for a long time, many, many hundreds of years. And for several decades, the advertising agency uses it all the time. But it's illegal only when it has to do with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And if you remember that Joe Camel episode, that they stopped Camel because they tried to say it's aimed at kids and kids are smoking. But the reason why the ATF shut down Camel and Joe Camel for doing that was because inside the face of Joe Camel were subliminal images. That's how they got those ads to stop. They didn't just say because you're aimed at kids, that's it. It had to do by enacting that particular provision. So tobacco companies use it a lot. But when you have now Jesus Christ front and center, and you have these evil brothers, priests, cardinals, and others in the church, especially the new church, and I mean the new Catholic church, you end up having a tremendous amount of people being programmed without them even knowing it, because it's an unconscious element that occurs by viewing the material. And Stever Spammer, strictly from Rape of the Soul, we went after this guy, Stan, big time. In fact, I put out a press release on him, and the title was Satanic Porn Monk Shuffled to Monastery. And that's exactly what happens. In the Catholic Church, when you become a Franciscan, you don't just leave and then go to be a Marianist. You don't just leave the Marianist and go to become some other holy order, Capuchin Franciscans or whatever. You end up staying there for the rest of your life, or you leave the priesthood altogether. But it's incredibly rare that someone like Steve Spammer is kicked out of the Marianist because of the film, and then he becomes on probation in a monastery to be a Benedictine monk. So he's actually switching orders, which just doesn't happen. You just don't do that. And the reason why is because Bishop Burke from St. Louis, who many Novus Ordo, New Church Catholics, believe is a good guy, and if he was that good, he certainly would remove the Oregon Catholic Press from his pews, but he has not. I repeat, he has not done so or said anything about the film. But what he did do is, in the middle of the night, he kicks Stever Spammer out of his archdiocese. He technically has no reason to do so because the Marianists are not connected to the diocese, but he still doesn't want the guy operating in his area. So he kicks him all the way out of his state into St. Minorat of Indiana. All of this occurs through Rape of the Soul because Stever Spammer is now busted. I mean, we show the pictures of him, and as you know, Stan, suicide, hymnals and missiles, satanic pornography, 666, all surrounding Jesus, blaspheming him, showing him in terrible scenes, and right in the center of the Catholic Church, the Catholics pick this stuff up, look at it, and think it's no big deal, and they just go on. And, you know, it has to be stopped, and this is a big victory for Rape of the Soul.
Well, of course, you haven't had a lot of British support. You know, you got the movie, it was, you got it out. I think that was amazing that you were able to get that into major theaters. How long did that show back in Boston? I know it showed there for a good while.
It did. The film ran 9 weeks total, and I believe Boston was 8 weeks from the beginning to the end of 8 weeks, which was good. Chicago, I believe, was also to the ninth week. I think it ran Chicago 9 weeks, Los Angeles and Texas, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere. And the problem was the sabotage, which is incredible because, you know, I mean, what's incredible, you know it's going to happen.
Of course, I hate to say I told you so, but I knew that. But I think you have accomplished an amazing thing to get that into major theaters across America. And everything was done to block the publicity. I was there when, you know, talking to the publicity man who I don't think was helping Michael one bit. But I think everything was done to block the circulation of this film. We're going to be back here in just a minute, here at Radio Liberty.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Kalatzian. He's simply talking about the embedded imagery in so much Catholic art. It's primarily a Catholic art he is depicting because he's a traditional Catholic. But, of course, he goes into the background of Botticelli, some of the great, certainly painters of the past, but many of them who were violently anti-Catholic, so they would actually embed in their pictures an anti-Catholic or anti-Christian message. But the average individual, even many, I'm sure, the prelates who saw this very sincere in their dedication to Jesus Christ, could not imagine, because they don't understand what was going on, because they do not understand this technique of embedded images in art. Well, Michael, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners about your website, how they can actually learn more about your video. And it's primarily on DVD at the present time, isn't it?
That's correct. The DVD release was just made. Certainly, folks, things have been phased out with respect to VHS very slowly. But the DVD is very crisp and clear, and you have all kinds of chapter points and menus. So after you see the film in its entirety, you can go back and you could actually go right to the points where you want to go to see certain scenes or sections within the film. It's done very nicely. There's 18 chapters in the film. And you can go to see our website at rapeofthesoul.com. One word, rapeoftheSoul.com, rapeofthesoul.com. And on there are some clips. You can click on View Clips, and you will actually see live the swastika hymnal and a 666 hymnal from Steve Spammer, and you'll see the Bagallo crucifix, which has one of the phallic symbols on it from the 13th century. And also, there is an icon on there for the trailer that you can see of the film, and of course, the DVD and posters. I really like everybody that's listening to support the cause, not only of merging media with morality, but here we have a chance to get the bad guys knock evil in the face for a change, because this is an important cause to support. And you certainly can order the DVD from the site, or you can simply dial an 800 number. We have a 24/7 800 order line, which is 800-973-7343. And the DVD can be sent to you within just a few days. So, and that's globally, in case you have people who are elsewhere that would like to see the film. Again, Stan, you're right. It's a miracle to have the film out for 9 weeks in major theaters, and despite all of the problems and sabotage, but it's even worse now for evil, because they don't want the DVD to exist, and yet here it is. So the more people that find out about this can protect themselves and do something about it and understand, because, as you know, it's highly educational, which is why you're one of the experts in the film, right?
Well, I don't know what are the experts, but anyway, I'm fortunate to have a to have information. Would you give your telephone number one more time?
Sure. The 800 order line is 800-973-7343, 800-973-7343. And operators are standing by now, and they are 24/7, and they'll have everything take care of, good care of you.
Well, I really think it's a very important film. Basically, I believe everything was going to be done to stop people from understanding, because when you see what's being done in Catholic art, you begin to see what's being done. In Protestant art, you begin to see what's being done. In the television you're watching, and certainly in the motion pictures you're watching, there is an attack on the soul of the American people. There's an attack on Christianity, whether it be Protestant Christianity or Catholic Christianity, because, of course, there is an attack on God. This is what it's all about. There's a conspiracy against God, and believe me, the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. That's why they use the number over and over again, 666. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And of course, we have one friend, Mr. Kennedy. William Kennedy, we've had as a guest a number of times. He had actually gone to see the film six different times when it was shown in Boston, taking people with him each time, because he wanted, William Kennedy is a Catholic, and he wanted other Catholics to see this film to understand the attack on their church, not from without, because you'd expect there to be an attack without, but an attack from within that is being fully supported by many people in the hierarchy of the church. And there are certainly good people in the church, but a lot of them really, I think, are almost afraid to speak out. Did you have that feeling, Michael, as you began talking to people in key positions? They were almost afraid to speak out?
Absolutely. They're afraid to speak out because there are, you know, some well-known inside, I don't want to scare anybody, but there's, been some breaking of the law with some of these Catholic people who want to protect evil. I mean, they'll cheat, lie, steal, and even kill. And most of the priests and others either have something to hide themselves or, of course, taken an oath never to talk, and they don't want to embarrass the church as a whole, which is a problem. And most people are afraid. There's no doubt about it. So going to and through the church, I received an email yesterday from a woman who said, yes, I told six of the priests that I know and one of the bishops, and I really hope he goes and watches it. You know, I mean, I was going to write back to her and say, well, ma'am, I don't think so, because they're probably new or novus ordo Catholic priests and bishops who really don't want to do anything about this. They see this as a bad publicity situation for the church, and they don't want that. They want to have just everything's okay. It's something that I call good Catholic syndrome, which you know from the film, Stan, which is carpet sweeping. Most Catholics, when they hear something bad, they want to protect the church. They want to sweep it under the carpet, don't harm the church, and that's it. And that's not what Jesus would do. What Jesus would do, and most people, especially Protestants, wear the WWJD wristband and know what that means. Jesus spoke the truth in public. That's all I'm doing. If I'm speaking the truth in public, and the people that don't like that, those are the evil people. And unfortunately, we have a lot of evil inside the Catholic Church.
I'm afraid we have it inside of all of the religious bodies today. You don't have any monopoly in the Catholic Church, believe me. I see it in the Protestant Church, too, and that's why I do what I do. I know, 5 hours a day. Well, let's go to Steve calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve. Did you have a question for our guest?
Oh, I certainly did. God bless you, Brother Stan Teeth, for having this man on the airwaves. I believe he is speaking from the heart. He's telling everybody the truth. And what I'd like to say is, as much as there's hidden images inside the Catholic paintings and whatnot, if people would study, if they go to www.theamerithrax.com, if they look at the anthrax letters that were mailed, they would find that there's images embedded inside the anthrax letters, very similar to the images that are embedded into the artwork of the Catholic Church, as your man is speaking of.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Steve. I really appreciate your call.
Could I add that if somebody wanted to look into this, they'd have to go to Web Archive, then type in www.anthrax-letters.com.
Go ahead.
And they would get the images.
Now, that would be www.anthraxletters-anthraxletters.com.
Yes, and it's in the it's the web archives. They were taken off as soon as the FBI realized that the. You can also go to amerithrax.com and download the anthrax letters off the FBI website and run them through. All you want to do is just increase all the shadows on the letters and envelopes, and they all have hidden satanic images in them.
All right, thanks so very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
I just actually finished Robert Preston's book, the demon in the freezer, which goes into the anthrax letters. So but that's a completely different subject. I don't want to get off onto that, but I think it is a fascinating subject. They hide these things all the time. They hide them in plain sight. We can see them, but we don't recognize them. And I think that's really what's so frightening. Unless you understand that they're playing games with our minds. And, of course, that's where this real battle is. For each of us, it's a battle for our minds. And for, are we going to control it, or are these wicked and evil people going to control it?
Exactly. And I hope that the wicked and evil people never continue the control. But I think you know, Stan, that after spending so much time with you, I think it's going to take Jesus himself to come and solve these problems once and for all. But, you know, the Bible is history and prophecy, so we sort of know what's going to end up happening. But we can save souls on the way. We can save souls. We can tell people the truth, and they can turn around and understand things that is truthful. And that's something that we could mention to Jesus on our personal judgment day, that we've actually helped people. And it's critically important, because people are walking in the wrong direction, and we need to show them what's happening. And such imagery like this, not only is it's shocking. Yes, the film, by the way, is rated R, but it's rated R only because we're talking about art. So there's really no pornography in the film. We call it satanic pornography because it's the suggestion of what's happening. But you do see some sexual references and images that is artwork. There's no way around that. But I don't think you'll find it to be anywhere near offensive. You'll just see that it's really shocking to see where it is. I mean, after all, we're talking about images of Jesus and saints and other things, but it has to stop. And there's no way that people are going to be able to report stuff like this just out of the letter or a phone call to archdioceses around the United States, around the world. It just doesn't happen. I've done all those things. We've had groups who have done them in Canada, United States, and even in Europe. And there is even European art in the film. So we have a lot of interested people in places like Australia, South Africa, Germany, and England, and everywhere else, to see what happens with their particular bishops and cardinals with respect to other art. And we do profile some priests and other things that are perfect examples of what's going on. So you need to educate yourself and your children, and you'll never look at art the same way again, without a doubt.
And, of course, as my producer commented, maybe people need to slow down and pay better attention to what they're seeing. We always try to get through things as fast as we can. We're always in a hurry. I think we need to slow down, look, understand that the enemy hides everything in plain sight. But if we don't see it, of course, we'll become susceptible to it. So, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, Michael Colacci, who, is a very, very brave individual. In fact, I told Michael, I said, Michael, do you... really realize what you're doing. I mean, I'll be glad to help you. But, you know, you are certainly challenging some of the most powerful forces, and I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the demonic and spiritual forces, which really are out there. And, of course, they fear to be exposed. There's one thing that these demonic forces fear. It's sort of like a vampire at the first rays of dawn. They have to run for cover. And these demonic forces fear that they're going to be exposed and that the good people will begin to understand how they are utilizing art, how they're utilizing entertainment, how they're utilizing books, and how they're actually utilizing the various church groups to pursue their goal. Because they're out to claim the souls of people, and we've got, of course, to be there on the other side pointing out what's happening, and I really hope your film, Michael, will touch many people's hearts and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that that's critically important, because if we don't inform people correctly and remind people that there are demonic forces out there and Satan is at work and that you have to fight the good fight, I think that that's critical. I was just told by even by my wife the other day about Peter. After Jesus had risen, and then Peter was doing his thing, building things, and they were coming after him, and he started leaving town. And Jesus actually appeared again and said, "No, you have to go back and face this." So he ends up getting crucified, obviously. I think people have to understand that this life is a test, and the blink of an eye. And if we pass the test, we have everlasting life. And certainly, evil wants us to forget about that and just try to enjoy everything we possibly can in this life, and by forgetting what the real meaning behind Christ is, and by doing so, when you see images such as we show in Rape of the Soul, which are, you think, okay, what's wrong with that? It was painted by a famous artist from the Renaissance, or I don't know that artist, it's hundreds of years ago, or hey, there's a new guy who just painted this contemporary, and or sculpted it, or whatever, and there is a lot wrong with this because they're trying to subconsciously draw you away from Christ, and they're using sex to stimulate you so you can go back to it and remember subconsciously that horrible message that was inside the picture to begin with. And when you start incorporating demonic symbols like the inverted pentagram, you know, the five-point star pointing down, which you explained in the film, Stan, and 666, and various other things like this satanic horned S, circle with a dot in the center, and these other elements that are famous satanic symbols, and you mix that in with sex, or you put sexual things, or the reappearing face. We show the techniques of what artists use, the reappearing face, fainting, and displacement, and angling, and all of the techniques. We teach you how to locate such imagery yourself consciously. So when you see these images, even on children's books, I mean, a lot of this, folks, is aimed at kids. Suicide missile that was done by the Oregon Catholic Press, aimed right at children, colorful red cross. And so kids look at that for that extra time, and kids use a different part of their brain when they're growing up, and not like adults do. So they can see things sometimes adults can't, and can go back to it in the future. So it's critically important that you educate yourself, and Rape of the Soul does give you that education. Never has a film been made like this before. The technology didn't even exist up until 2 years ago, where we can digitally put a film together like this, show you the exact elements, and then point them out to you and have them float right off of the screen, right off of the where it was embedded, and you didn't see it prior. So it's quite exciting to see something like that, and you'll see it for yourself when you, of course, see the film. And I certainly hope that everybody listening does indeed go ahead and get the DVD at rapeofthesoul.com or by calling our number, 800-973-7343.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly applaud you for your effort. How long did it take you to put this together?
Well, it started two and a half years ago, actually. And you know, if you add up all the time, approximately 18 months.
And, of course, I went back to Chicago. I think it was Chicago where we did the original film. Or was it?
That's correct. That was, you came to Chicago. We did the original film in the studio in Chicago. And, of course, after a tremendous amount of editing, and Chicago, by the way, folks, is not the hotbed of love when it comes to filmmaking. The film industry has sort of abandoned Chicago, but they come in and bring their own stuff. They need Chicago scenes. But it is a place that we have received a tremendous amount of sabotage, Stan. Even the studio we were in didn't want to have the film made
And then the post-production, the editing didn't want the film to be completed, and it was just amazing how the film has survived all of this way. And I think, you know, this is divine intervention here, so Jesus certainly wants it to happen, and because he wants people to actually see it for themselves.
Well, I hope many of our listeners will want to very much get this video. It's actually a DVD. It's called Rape of the Soul. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here with Michael Colazzi.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let me go to the website,
rapeofthesoul.com. All right, well, our guest has been Michael Colazzi, and certainly, Michael, thank you so very much for being with us, and thank you for all you've done.
Always a pleasure, Stan. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, the film is, of course, Rape of the Soul, and you can get it, of course, through Michael, or you can get it through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Basically, we're carrying a new book. It's called Hostages of the Devil. Hostages of the Devil. It's written by Malachi Martin. We have a 4-tape set with interviews with Malachi Martin, and you can get, of course, that along with the Hostages to the Devil. My wife reminds me, Hostages to the Devil, or Hostage to the Devil. By Malachi Martin, we have a 4-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin, which you can get, and we suggest you get both of them. Really, an introduction. I will tell you that the book Hostage to the Devil, changed my life, and it's never been quite the same after reading that and beginning to realize the reality of the other dimension that's there. So both of these items, Hostage to the Devil and our 4-tape set, with the author of that book, Malachi Martin, available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The book is actually a compilation of 5 exorcisms carried out and documented by the Catholic Church. And, of course, what happened in one of the stories to a priest who was assigned to be the exorcist who had lost his faith. And he is assigned to become the exorcist, and he really doesn't really believe in Christ anymore. And to encounter the evil, come face to face with this. And of course, when you are not prepared for it, it's a gripping story. In fact, all of the 5 stories are gripping stories. You won't be able to put that book down. I can promise you that. Again, the book Hostage to the Devil and the 4-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin. And of course, we even talk about him in Michael Colaci's DVD entitled Rape of the Soul. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even understand the very nature of the battle. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and either the DVD or VHS that goes with that. You need to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural to understand what we're really up against. You need to get the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, by Johanna Michelson, who is a medium who is actually working with a woman who is satanically possessed, but she could create great miracles. She could actually cure people with terrible diseases. And there are people out there who are trying to tell you that this is not true. But, of course, for whatever reason it is, they're concealing an understanding of what's really going on today. All of the items I've mentioned are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or, if you prefer, it's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then our website is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there. You'll find all sorts of fascinating things. We do carry health care products to try to help subsidize what we're doing so we can play for all the stations that we're on every single day, and actually about on the weekends, I think our program goes out to 30 stations, half an hour, but at least people are hearing the truth. They're not going to hear it through regular channels. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Please encourage others to go to our website. They can hear us there on the Internet 5 hours a day, directly or indirectly. They can hear us on shortwave or on Telstar 5. And then, of course, we do hope you'll, if you're in need of water purifier, we do carry the Berkey products. If you'd like something for education, we carry the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. But the major things we carry are books and videos and certainly 4-tape sets. We have almost 100 of them that will tell you everything from what really happened with O.J. Simpson to, well, that's another story.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news, On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. A suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey case has been arrested in Thailand on unrelated charges. He could be transported to the U.S. within 2 days. Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty says a dangerous drug ringleader was among several people apprehended when the Coast Guard raided a boat in international waters.
A boarding took place by the U.S. Coast Guard personnel, and 8 adults and 3 juveniles were discovered on board and detained. One of the individuals aboard the vessel, who was traveling under an alias, later identified himself as the same Francisco Javier Arellano Felix. All 11 individuals are being transported by the Coast Guard to San Diego. Francisco Javier Arellano Felix will be arraigned in the very near future.
You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For a free rate quote, call 1-800-554-2835. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone.